establishment of an independent policing board with real teeth later this year. The giving to the Garda Ombudsman of new powers that would give it real teeth. And the report from the Garda Inspectorate of their review of the crime investigations by Garda Síochána over 3 years, of all the recommendations that they have put forward are implemented, we are going to see a very different police service in Ireland.
Do you have trust in the current government and the current structure to implement that and ensure that it is effective?
I have to say Minister Frances Fitzgerald has taken a very different approach to her predecessor. She seems to have a degree of humility. She has the ability to listen to criticism of an Garda Síochána. Such was the scale of the problems that were coming one after the other. There needed to be change, and in fairness, she has embraced that. The concern would be that some of the previous vested interests in the Department of Justice and at senior levels of Garda Síochána may try to resist change, but my hope would be that the Minister will continue to push forward with reform.
The new Commissioner recently announced a number of structural changes to the way An Garda Síochána functions, but there have been some suggestions that what she was essentially doing was moving the deck chairs on the Titanic and wasn't really doing anything meaningful in terms of the real change that's necessary.
What's going to be vital is that the recommendations of that Garda Inspectorate report, I believe that report was a milestone. They bring a wealth of experience and an objective perspective. If their recommendations are implemented, we will have the policing service that we deserve.